On mornings like this, the island exploded with colour. Yellow, peach, and red hibiscus flowers bloomed among the fresh greenery. Birds with shiny black feathers sang for the golden sun. The tan beach bordered turquoise waters, which gradually turned bluer and darker. Under his mother's supervision, Kai played with an improvised fishing pole. Fishing was an important family tradition. Kai's father was a fisherman, and so was his grandfather. Fishing is what sustained the village, so nearly everyone knew the craft. From a young age, Kai learned that fishing was not only about feeding a family, it was a way to connect to the ocean, to his ancestors, and Maui, the mythological hero. Whenever he heard stories about Maui, Kai's face lit up with joy. Maui was often portrayed as a fisherman that could catch anything. Armed with a magical fish hook, mythological power, and a deep love for the world and its people, Maui was quite a captivating figure. Kai knew that one of Maui's biggest catches was the island he lived on. According to legend, the Hawaiian Islands were created on a beautiful summer day. Early in the morning, Maui's brothers decided to go fishing. With a smile as bright as the sun, Maui offered to join them and lend a helping hand. But his brothers declined, unsure of Maui's fishing skills. Maui was persistent, though. He talked about the ocean with great command. He knew how the winds moved its waves, where the waters were rich, and where they'd find the deepest abyss. Impressed by his knowledge, the brothers allowed Maui to join. They paddled together, riding the curly waves into the unknown. When they reached the heart of the ocean, Maui said that this is the ideal fishing spot. Their little canoe was the only thing between ocean and sky. The boat rocked up and down as gentle swells passed by on their way across the great blue. Maui closed his eyes and listened. A soft, salty breeze ruffled his long black hair, and water lapped against the side of the boat. But Maui heard more. While his brothers were busy hooking their baits and preparing their fishing poles, Maui cast his magic fish hook into the water. He kept his eyes closed and visualized the world beneath the surface. In his mind, he could see through the deep blue. He saw pods of dolphins frolicking and great whales leisurely crossing the abyss. Maui let his hook fall deeper and deeper until it reached the ocean floor. He anchored his hook to a rocky outcropping and began to pull. With tension on the line, he told his brothers that he'd caught something monstrous. They must paddle to help him get the fish out of the water. So the brothers paddled with all their might. The bottom of the sea began to rumble and move, and with the brothers' efforts, a beautiful island rose out of the water. No island should be alone, Maui thought. Everyone needs a friend. So Maui repeated the trick, and the Hawaiian Islands were born. Kai loved that story. Sometimes he wondered what it would be like to fish an entire island. He wanted to hook one, like the island that he lived on, where colourful fish and playful turtles swam among the coral, and beautiful mountains rose right out of the sea.